Something more to chew on now, courtesy of the Army Dental and Trauma Research Department. Colonel Dennis Runyon's detachment is working on a gum that soldiers could chew instead of brushing their teeth. Of course, with all the attention we pay to serious injuries and rehab, it seems a minor thing to be worrying about. But, Colonel Runyon, I gather that dental hygiene in combat zones is a pretty serious problem.
It's traditionally been, since we started keeping statistics during the Vietnam War and through every other conflict from then till now, we've had a pretty consistent 15 to 20% emergency rate among soldiers deployed in war zones.
And it's understandable that soldiers deployed in war zones with much on their minds might not be able to or thinking about brushing their teeth regularly.
Yeah, basically something that's come out of all the modern battlefields is the op tempo. You know, the speed at which soldiers have to respond is tremendous and virtually nonstop. And unfortunately, one of the things that suffer under those circumstances is oral hygiene. And I need to make it clear that this gum is not designed to actually replace brushing, but this is something that's made to try to lessen the ravages of dental plaque in deployed situations.
How would it work?
Basically, it works on several levels. One is dental plaque is a biofilm, which is a very, very difficult thing to penetrate. So, and that's one of the reasons we chose the chewing gum. The mechanical action of just chewing gum has been shown to help break up that biofilm. But the thing that makes this unique from just basic sugar-free chewing gum or xylitol-containing chewing gum is that we also have an active ingredient that we're developing and currently developing as a drug with FDA approval that actually kills oral pathogens.
This, I've read, is called KSL.
Yeah, KSL.
Now, we should say first, Colonel Runyon, you are a dentist.
I am a dentist.
And a career Army dentist.
Yes, sir.
When we think of various forms of dentifrice that are out in the market, a tremendous effort goes into just flavor and to how pleasant it'll be to use them. How do you work that out as you approach a problem like this, where you're talking about, in effect, battlefield dental hygiene? How important is it for something to taste reasonably good?
Oh, that's mandatory. Flavor is very important. And fortunately, KSL is fairly flavorless, so it's not going to be difficult at all to mask any flavor that comes directly from the KSL.
Well, Colonel Runyon, Dr. Runyon, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
It's a great day to be a soldier.
That's Colonel Dennis Runyon with the Army Dental and Trauma Research Detachment. He says the Army hopes to have the gum ready for FDA review in 3 to 4 years.